With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Sorry about the noise. My neighbor's sanding his deck. My motto? Don't work on your deck. Play on it. Life's good with a Trex deck. Low maintenance with a 25-year residential warranty. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.
G'day everybody, welcome to the show, Carlton Show, round 21, 2019. Another one in the book, two to go. Another meritorious performance. To a degree, Gex, how are you, my friend?
I'm very well, Andrew. And Paul, how
Andrew,
are you?
Andrew, yeah. Hello, Paul.
Oh, this could be a serious night, and Gex's Paul and Andrew. G'day.
G'day, Andy. G'day, Gex.
Hey, you're doing it a bit different. Boys. What are you doing? You're going to do it a bit different. Can we just say Liam Jones straight off the bat? Out for the rest of the year. I'm sure most people listening to it.
Yeah, terrible news. Given the fact what happened last week, the passing of his mother, but then on the weekend he played superbly. Unfortunately, yeah, I don't know what the incident was, when it happened, but hospital Sunday night, and yeah, he's been ruled out for the rest of the season. So it's an injury to the larynx.
Displaced.
Just happened
larynx.
To be against Richmond again, the team that give one a Kerno in the chops.
You reckon this is a tactic?
Oh, probably is.
Okay, there you go.
Filth, those Tigers. They're filth.
Well, that'll be a headline.
Bloody Hardwick.
Filthy mongrels. You want to do positives, negatives. Why don't you do that? You lead us away and then Gecko and I'll just chime in with the expanded, contribution.
The negatives is a debatable
one. One at a time. Yeah, don't just whip through.
No. The first negative was a debatable one to put out to both of you is, did we go in a little bit tall given the conditions?
Yep. No doubt.
Gex, what did you
do? I don't think it would have made any difference, personally.
I think we went in too tall. Yeah. No doubt.
Right.
And
You're talking about an extra, the forward line here.
No, this is one of those weird ones because your hindsight's a wonderful thing and you always hope that talent will prevail. But in some conditions, some types of players are going to be almost made redundant. And so you don't know how bad the day is going to be. You sort of got a bit of an idea with the weather forecast, but you don't know quite how bad it's going to be. If I was picking that team now, knowing what the conditions were like and playing that game, I wouldn't have played Harry. I'd have left Harry out and I would have played Matthew Kennedy and I would have had another bullocking, strong forward low to the ground type player. And I said, H, the day's going to be no good for you, mate. You'll try your guts out and you'll try and do everything you can possibly do, but you've got to have a body and you've got to be physical.
The only counteract to that is that obviously Tigers had Rewalt and Lynch.
Yeah, but Lynch is a powerful body player. Harry's not a powerful body player. And Rewalt's got 250 games of now.
And they play the two rucks.
Yeah.
Richmond did.
Well, maybe a Chole might. If Richmond probably say they shouldn't have played Chole.
Gex, you're still sticking to your guns?
No, I think. Well,
it doesn't matter.
Well, the negative possibly would be that we went in too tall.
We're backed into a corner playing talls because we play our slow down the line stuff. We have to have impact players to bring the ball to ground. I mean, if Harry's not there and Levi's not playing. Or is the only tall option up forward?
Yeah, Mitch McGovern.
Or should we have left Mitch?
Mitch McGovern has six touches for the game if he's lucky, but he's not going to do the role Harry did.
I thought he played. Yeah, he had the most impact of any of our forwards on the weekend.
He had five shots at goal.
Yeah, right.
He started, he's
not a workhorse. Harry and Levi have been workhorses. Last week was his most complete game, Mackay. So if he's not going to kick goals, he's still going to be coming up the ground and competing to bring the ball to ground.
I'm just saying in those conditions. I thought we were too top heavy, but there you go.
The other negative I thought, we just could not restrict their run from the back line through the corridor. Like we didn't come up with something in the first half to try and restrict them. Mm. Like at least if they are going to rebound, which they did countless times because we just gave them the ball, how do you go about trying to force them wide?
Well, that,
and restrict the corridor at least.
It's a very good question. No one's been able to do it for 2.5 years. That's what they do.
We had the extra around stoppages. So we obviously had an extra around the middle, but didn't use that to effect at all.
No, well, that's what they do. I mean, don't forget, they were the best side in the comp home and away last year.
They congregate players behind the ball. When a ball hits a phase of part of the ground in a contested ball situation, they will congregate players, and generally they will isolate a part of the ground like the half forward, half back line. The opposition's half back line is where they like to launch.
Yeah, absolutely.
So their mids and half backs will cluster to where the ball is. They will mount up behind the ball in number. And the first person that affects some sort of touch on the ball to get it into space, they move forward en masse. And it's not a one-on-one or a two-on-one. It's like four against two or five against three. So they're always running overlap football with momentum as the ball's moving forward.
At speed, yeah. Enormous speed.
There's not much you can do about it.
We did have the spare in our back line, Simo, but what you're saying, Andy, is when they do get it, they go at speed. And we don't have that same countermeasure. But
And to their credit, they do have almost non-negotiable anchor points. They do. They're always going to have a forward who's no further out than, say, 40 metres from goal.
Yep.
So, always going to stretch you as a defensive side. And we want to play this front half, lock it in, repeat entry.
But we didn't get it deep enough.
Well, no, we didn't.
That's the other problem, is we actually didn't get the ball into the teeth of the goals around there where you can probably try to lock it in.
No, our kicking.
That 30-metre out just falls straight into what you're saying.
Our field kicking was horrible.
Well, that was the next. Well, that flows onto the next one, Andy. The other negative was disposal efficiency. Mm. At one stage, I think Gex pointed out to us halfway through the game that it was 72-51% disposal efficiency. That's 20%. Mm. And it reflected on the scoreboard dramatically. I mean, I know, Andy, you were saying before that they had a lot more uncontested possessions than us, but their ball efficiency, to let them go at 72 on a day like that, it just meant we weren't, I don't think we were working hard enough to put any pressure on them with the ball in hand. Now, that might be their speed and their structures, they're just too good at it. Look, we did narrow it down by the end of the game. It ended up being 68-56. It came a little bit closer.
Elaborate a bit on the disposal efficiency. Why the difference? First of all, Richmond set up behind the ball, as I explained earlier. They support and overlap chest onto the goals. So when they get the ball in their hands, they get clear vision of what's ahead of them. Much better chance of using the ball efficiently because you're either kicking it to a player's advantage or hitting them with a proper handball or a proper kick to position. And the players who are supporting them are also in perfect position to receive the ball with chest on to goal. They're flanking you both sides of the bloke with the ball in his hand. Their skills are clearly sharper and cleaner than ours, and they train for that. I don't know if anyone saw them practicing before the game, but it was really interesting to see a collection of players, probably 10 to 15 of them, just huddled up, and they would have a ball drill where they were just running interchangeably through in a chaotic fashion, weaving in and out of each other's way, 2 metres apart from each other, not colliding, but just handballing it one way then the other. And it was just clean and efficient sort of ball use, and it was sharp skills, even in the wet conditions. We were practising our stoppage techniques at the same time. Just, Cruiser would just tap it down to Cripps or Ed Curno, and he'd handball to Walsh, and Walsh would
This is flowing on beautifully, Gex. Have you read my notes or something like that?
So, and I'll just keep going. You've got to train for those skills.
Yep.
Then you look at.
But I'd be surprised if we weren't doing something similar.
Well, I think. But I don't think we do, and that's the problem. So the other thing is with disposal.
How often do you go to training?
The other thing with disposal efficiency, they had 11 players above 65%. We had four, if you take out Darcy Lang, who had four touches, right? We had four. You look at their names, Asprey, Hooley, Grimes, Lambert, Vlosten, Choi, Baker, Graham, Broad, Ellison, Short. No world beaters as far as I'm concerned, just good, solid citizens. And I don't think there's anything specific to those names that make them fantastic skills players. And yet they get those disposal efficiency numbers. So to me, that says it's not about individuals as much as it is the way you train and the way you set up and play with your structure. That's my explanation for the difference in disposal efficiency.
Fair enough. Well, that what you said about at that time we were
pre-game.
Yeah, pre-game doing the stoppage work. Well, that leads me on to the next one. As far as I'm concerned, the Tigers completely nullified our strength, and that was centre clearances and clearances around the ground. Now, I know that they ended up being 42-40, and you can say, okay, but that's an area that we like to win in convincingly.
Oh, it was,
and they completely took that out of the game.
Mm. Yep.
And it was Cripps ended up having a shitload of the ball, but he only had the four clearances.
No impact.
Correct. Now, that was an area of the game that they have just, you know, the last two sides we've played, good sides, have just said, right, nullify this bloke at stoppage, and then what happens after that? Happens after that. Mm. They're virtually saying he won't hurt you. In a roundabout way.
Yeah, well, we want to play, we have
you know what his strength is.
Yeah. We have, look, there's a lot of factors that made Sunday a bit of an outlier. And, well, not a lot. One significant factor that made Sunday an outlier, and that was they were the conditions. You can't play nice one touch, you know, tap down, gather, hand off, break away. That's just not the way you play footy in those conditions. And we do like to play a systematic, exit from stoppage type brand of footy at the moment. And when I don't think the conditions allowed us to play clean takeaway football on Sunday.
Doubt.
So you talk about, you know, effectiveness being down with someone like Cripps. Well, yeah, I mean, effectiveness on most players was down on a day like Sunday, because it's not really a day about, you know, super efficient, super effective footy. It's about a whole lot of other things. A lot of the shine gets taken off a player's ability to do what they're trying to do because of the conditions.
Yeah,
you know?
It's interesting.
And that's where Richmond's system, which you mentioned before, Gex, that's where their system kills you. Yeah. That's why they're such a good wet weather side. The other thing about that is they have 40 players on their AFL list and 15 or 20 players who are supplementary for their VFL team who all play exactly the same way. They all play exactly the same way.
We'll talk about that at the end of the show.
The VFL team plays exactly the same way.
It's carbon copy, mate.
Exactly the same way. So
I thought I was watching the same thing all over again.
So they just plug players out of form or injured, they plug another one in. And they've got this midfield in between the arcs. You say these players are, you know, like not pretty nondescript, and half of the players you mentioned before, I agree with you. But guys like Baker, Ross, Graham, Ellis, there's others, and I can't remember all of them on the weekend, but they know exactly what they are supposed to do when they come in. Whatever side
they're drilled. Absolutely. They're well drilled. I mean, they played, some of those blokes have played in a grand final, winning grand final, and some of them played in a prelim last year. So they're good enough to get to that stage. They must be able to play.
Mm. Their systems are well, and don't forget, they have been, they won a premiership. They were the favourite to win a flag again last year for most of the year, and they're equal favourites to win the flag again. So we are dealing with,
we all tipped in the other week to win the flag. By the way,
we're dealing with the very best. The last 2 weeks we're dealing with the best sides in the competition.
No doubt about it. Mm. Just on the point of the midfield strengths and our inability to have impact in that area.
Well, I thought that they nullified us in that area. Well,
but I think the conditions probably helped.
It was interesting watching and listening to Jimmy Bartel describe this, and it was very succinct, I thought, because In wet weather, the ball spits out of the very tight onion ring of when a ruckman taps the ball down at his feet. That's where Cripps and Ed Curnow do their best work right there generally.
So did we need one speed player in there?
It's that second ring of the onion the ball spits out to. And it was the Prestias of this world who were just sitting back.
He was enormous.
He was massive.
Sitting back off.
It'd drive me mad.
Ed Curnow and Cripps. And he was getting the ball that spits out. Yeah. Whether it was like a secondary tap after the ball bounced or something.
Where blokes positioned themselves incorrectly.
Well,
they had to adjust.
Were they flat-footed?
Well, they had to adjust.
They were set up to play the way we want to play.
Yeah, okay,
fair enough. They're practicing classic midfield craft before the game, but it wasn't ever going to work out that way in wet conditions.
Well, sorry to the folks listening. I don't want to go through too many negatives, but, you know, on a game where they clearly busted us open throughout the day, we did claw back, but just, you know, we just want to take a little bit of a different tact today.
Keep going, it's good.
Well, this is probably one that you blokes don't really like me bringing up because I've gone to a stat here that I know you blokes are not too keen on, but look, under Teague, a couple of weeks ago, I brought up the inside 50 count was a lot better under Teague. Well, on the weekend, it was only 43 inside 50s to 59. Now, you want to give a good side 59 entries. I mean, we've done well to keep them to 30% efficiency and only have the 18 shots from 59 entries. But to only have 43 yourselves, and they're bloody piss poor, most of them, you know, I thought it was a big negative on the day.
Well, I can't argue with that, no doubt. Yeah,
I know that those inside 50s, there is inside 50s and there's inside 50s.
We generate, you know, they play a strong back half game, Richmond.
They wait,
sweat on turnover, and then they go.
So can I just stop you there, Andy, and Gex? Do you think the connection between, well, let's say mids or whoever was kicking the ball into the forward 50 and the forwards themselves, have we lost a little bit of connection over the past couple of weeks, or is it the opposition
credit the opposition. Yeah. We'll get a much better sense this week as to how we're going. I mean, this is a really interesting game coming up against St Kilda.
I think a lot of the problem in what you're describing is that in nearly every game that we've played under Teague, we have got behind the eight ball very early on in games and have lost the momentum of the game, which puts you on the back foot, and you cannot play the way you want to play when the opposition has their tails up. Richmond's another example of previous teams in previous weeks who have been in front of us, two or three, four goals in front of us. They can do what they like when they're in that position, and they get to dictate what's going on in the game. So our forwards are then forced to move up the ground and make sure that they've got some sort of a hold on their rebound defenders so they don't get too far ahead of them. And defenders can dictate the forwards rather than the other way around. So there's a bit of that, and there's a bit of us being too slow. I don't know how many times guys were either streaming towards 50 or kicking into a quick kick inside 50, and our backs were running towards the goal square with their back to the ball, because nobody was deep enough to run at the goal kicker, at the guy on the ball. Yeah, so that's a sure sign that things are
topsy
turvy.
I'll tell you what, something I noticed with Richmond's forward entries, if you want to look at the opposite end of the spectrum, was that they will kick. The kicker will dictate to the forward where to go.
Yeah,
I don't think we do that.
Well, if the guy with the ball is facing goal,
and the
forwards are facing the guy with the ball leading up, that can happen. But too often it's in reverse with us. The guy with the ball will have forwards with their backs to him running in the opposite direction, so we've got to kick over the top
I reckon one of the big negatives for me, and this is the first time, I reckon if Teague had his time again, and the coaches had their time again in this one, irrespective of the 22 they pick, I reckon they would have rolled the dice earlier in manning up their back seven. It took us until about half time to send somebody back to Grimes or Vlosten or Hawley or whoever they chose to be the extra.
Yeah.
We let that be. We didn't back our defenders to win a 5-on-5.
Yeah.
And this is the way Richmond want to play. They want to play the extra in defence. That's just what they do. Yeah. And if you let them play that way, you're playing into their hands. And I thought the minute we got the extra back and we decided to go 5-on-5 at their end and 7-on-7 at our end, being the forward end, I thought the game squared right up.
I agree.
In the contest, I thought we were the equal to them in the contest. So, you know, we played into their hands. We didn't have faith in our back line to hold up. And as is always the case with Richmond, or you know, more often, their extra does more damage than the opposition's extra.
In Teague's press conference, he certainly talked about what you're just talking about.
Well, I haven't seen that yet. So
he was very reluctant. I think he was pissed off that he had to make that move. It's not how they came into the game. They knew what Richmond do, and he was just, I think he was livid that he had to make that move.
There was a plan to pull it apart, wasn't it?
Yeah, right, okay, exactly. Right. And I think he was disappointed with the players that they didn't execute.
Yep.
But then he said, the game told me I had to do that.
And that, I do love that about him. He's told that.
But he wasn't happy about it.
That is a line of his.
Yeah.
He goes in with his setup and then he watches. He watches and he waits
Andy, I had a couple of blokes who listened to the show, a couple of really good fellas, were texting me throughout the day saying, Baz, they've got to get on Vlosten. They've got to man up, you know, in the first half. And I was just saying, yeah, that's right, boys, but have a look at our disposal efficiency.
Mm.
You know, so there's a countermeasure there.
But a day like that doesn't lend itself to pretty 80% ball usage. It just doesn't.
Well, they went at 72. Well,
but they're a super they're a very, very good team. And they probably use the ball differently. Their numbers are probably inflated by shorter ball use, sideways ball use. Mm.
I'm more talking about inside 50. Inside 50, we were horrific.
We pushed the ball.
I think we should have all around the ground.
He gave a bake about inside 50s.
Oh, I've got no doubt he should.
We constantly push the ball forward. Kicks off the ground, handballs forward, kicking forward blindly. Forward.
Well, that was.
They go back and across, back and across, back and across.
You took one away from me, Gex.
Those two differentials is your disposal efficiency right there.
Yeah,
fair
enough.
We've been doing it for 3 seasons, and I've been barking about it for 3 seasons. Yep. And until we learn how to play a different way, it'll keep happening.
The next one was just overall, just not enough contributors.
Way too many.
Like we had the top end. Most of our senior players had a heap of the ball, but it dropped off. It dropped off. You know, Gex, we've been banging on this for now. We need contributors across the field. I'll name them. I thought Lang was poor.
I think you're being friendly by saying poor. That's as good as he was.
Mm.
Well, he's had a good run of poor too. Mm. He was lucky to get a game this week.
Bloody oath he was. And that's the thing that annoys me about. Now, look, Darcy, if he was sitting here right now, I'm like, hey, boys, I tried my guts out, but I just couldn't get near it, right?
I don't think you did.
You're the last bloke in. Matt Kennedy was really stiff to not play, I reckon. Mm. You're the last bloke picked. Play like your life depends on it. And I don't think
he's contracted either, by the way.
There's 2 games left in the season.
If he plays.
Right now, there's a time
if he plays next week against
Gilbert. That's right. Yeah.
He might have his last two against.
Oh, I suspect he's not.
Against Box Hill Hawks.
I tip in he's not playing. He won't be in the 22 next week.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Can't possibly be.
So I thought he had a shit-ass game.
Yeah, better. Yeah. Well, he was. And if he doesn't, and if he's listening to this, Darcy, if you're listening to this and you think we're being hard on you, go back and have a look at the replay.
Go
have
a look at the tape, son. O'Brien,
poor until the last 20 minutes.
Yep.
Eight disposals at 38.
Yeah, and I reckon he got 6 of those in the last 15 or 20 minutes.
Now, he may not be a wet weather footballer, but geez.
He's not.
Wow.
But no, you've got to.
I'm just calling it the way I saw
it. AFL footy, mate.
You've got to contribute. You've got to contribute. You know, you've got to get involved early in the game.
Enough, keep going.
Oh, I thought Fisher was average.
Poor. No, terrible. Fish. He had a terrible day. Terrible day.
Fish.
Terrible day.
Fish, you were off, Fish.
Why is he running to...
Terrible day.
You know what I'm going to – why did he run to Murphy's – why is he running to the right-hand side?
And we did that a few –
Newman
did it. Yeah, anyway. No, it's terrible.
Look, Gex, you might defend this one, but I thought on the day I've seen him play a lot better this year. I thought Mick Gibbons was pretty average.
Average by his recent standards.
Definitely. Yeah. I know he sort of came into the form in the last quarter a little bit, but I thought it was an average.
I would have thought that it was a day where Mick Gibbons might have shone. I thought he would have come into his own a bit.
Honestly, I thought Fisher and Gibbons, like, here's a day, boys. The ball's going to be on the ground. Yep. This is your day to shine.
Well, interestingly, they chuck him in the middle in the last quarter. He gets a centre clearance straight away. I just don't understand why you don't put a guy like Gibbons having a bad day and just swap him out with somebody. Anyone.
That centre bounce clearance stuff that we've already spoken about, pretty much it's always, at the moment, it's always Ed, Cripps and Murph. You can try things. You can try Soss. You can try Gibbons. You can try Fisher. You can try Setterfield, which, again, I was going to bring up Setterfield. I thought he was average on the day too. Enough to contribute there.
But look, tried his guts out, but it just wasn't
his day.
It wasn't his day, no.
Now, the next two, again, it's not a great day for them, but Cruz and Levi. Not as good as what I was. He had 47 hit outs. Had two shots at goal.
And he kicks the first one in the last quarter, we'll talk about it sometime.
So I'm probably been a little bit harsh on Cruz.
I reckon it's just, you wanted a
so
bit.
You're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 blokes there that we didn't get enough.
For sure.
If that's not the ball game, I'll go he.
Well, Cruiser had to kick that last for a bloke who's played 240 yards, whatever he's played. He just has to kick that goal. He has to understand. You have to find a way just willing that ball off your boot.
They're clutch goals.
You've got to kick that goal.
They're clutch goals.
You've got to kick it.
You know, if you want to talk about another negative that flowing on from missing goals, Cruz, Thomas, the one he got from DeLuca.
He's a metre out. 3 metres out from the goal.
He's going to kick the. He marks the ball
on the right side.
On the goal.
On his right side.
Yeah, and he had one a couple of minutes later and kicked it out on the full. But he was.
So he probably knows his limitations.
But he was 10 metres around from the behind post. The easiest for a left footer.
Mate.
Ignore Daisy.
Mate, I'll be 55 in December and I would kick that 100 out of 100. Mate,
and look, so here's the other thing. Daisy, once you call for that,
You got to kick the goal.
You got to kick the goal.
So
mate.
Again, clutch.
Yeah,
right.
You got to kick it. You got to find a way to just kick in the goal. And I know they're not trying to miss. I understand.
Of course.
And I know the conditions are slippery and the ball and this and I understand all that. But these are moments that, I've got no doubt that if Cruiser kicks that first goal, something in the pit of my gut says we kick the next one. Something in the pit of my gut says we get within two. And then the game's on.
It was going to be a ball game.
Then the game's on.
It was going to be a ball game.
It doesn't come. We take all the air out of the tyres and pressure's relieved and we don't get the chance to throw something at him because, we had been – and we did have our moments.
Yeah.
We had the footy down there for a while at stages.
Certainly in the second half, absolutely. And the last quarter, we had moments for sure.
Saying,
Mitch McGovern, I thought much better, but – again, did you find his approach and his actual kicking at goal? He's normally a bloody dead-eye dick. Something different? Was there something different?
It was pissing down with rain.
Not when he had some of these shots.
But the ball was slippery, ground's wet. The footing's not as good.
Is he a long kick?
A 50.
He
has to be on the side.
How does he keep his socks up, by the way?
I don't know. There's some garters. I used to wear garters.
But they always used to fall down.
Never went garters. The old woolen ones.
I used to wear some, and they'd always fall down. But Andy, you were a forward.
Tight enough. Right?
What are you saying?
Well, I was a midfield, and I was always under the packs in the mud.
You're a back pocket, mate.
Back pocket my ass.
You're a back pocket player, mate. You followed the good players into the midfield every now and again.
Look, another negative. Take it for what you, it's up to you guys, but... they had three All-Australians out of their side, Rance, Martin and Cochin, and I was disappointed that we allowed them.
We had three All-Australians out of our side. Hunter, Dool and Southby.
Ah, yes.
They would have made a difference.
Yes. Where did that come from,
Gary? I don't know.
I was disappointed that, you know, they were without their best 22.
Yeah, I know.
And I sort of felt that we had a little, there was a little window there and we didn't
of course,
take it.
But we all turned up thinking we were a sneaky.
That's a bit of a negative.
If you'd reversed roles in the 80s and three of our best were out, we would have done the same thing as Richmond.
Yeah, good point.
And which is, it just goes to show what good teams do.
Yeah, good teams do.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt.
For sure.
No doubt.
Yeah, no, I agree
with
that.
So in a way, it doesn't surprise me. In a way, it doesn't.
Mate, that it was 5 minutes this ago.
I'd done me money. I was a bit.
Well, don't talk.
No,
through
I
kick,
know
mate.
What you're saying. But
I sort of thought we had a chance.
Listen,
because
I'll
of
give
that.
You the positive, right?
Oh well, I'm about to go.
6-3 to 0-4 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Wow.
11 weeks ago, that's 15-9 to 2-4 at the end of the game.
Oh, no doubt about that. No, they would have dropped their bundle. They would have dropped their bundle no matter what the coach said. Oh, they would have come out and just...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, for
similar,
sure.
Similar type
so
of day.
So what was the score then, Andy? Was it 6-3
to
4 behinds?
With about 4 minutes to go in the... When Graham kicks his fourth, I reckon it was... and that's unbelievable.
But so we've outscored them from that point forwards.
Probably.
Yeah, well, they've kicked 5-4 to 6-5.
And they've kicked the last two to just skew the scoreboard.
Well, let's not count the last one.
Well, that was, yeah, but it's, I understand.
Imagine if that was a grand final.
Well, it's when the umpire, it's when the umpire hears the siren. That's
can you imagine if that was a grand final?
Yeah, well, there'd be all sorts of bloody hollering. No question, but
when he hears it.
When the umpire hears the siren.
There's three of them out there.
So now people are going, oh, we should have a review for when the siren goes.
A review.
It was definitely marked, mark or free kick. Was it a mark or a free kick, by the way?
Paid the mark.
Paid the mark. So it was a mark after the siren blew.
Yeah.
No question about that. No question. So move on. But I'm just
saying. Take the goal off them.
Yeah, without the last two goals.
Take the goal off them.
Well, okay. Why don't we on this show, just for the sake of it, let's just, you and I, the three of us, I should say, let's just us readjust the scores. So Carlton played Richmond in round 21,
yep.
2019, and the scores...
They finished on 10-7-67 to 6-9-45.
There you go.
Lost by 22 points.
So meritorious enough.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Do the bookies take that into account?
Oh, for the line betting?
Yeah.
Well, probably not. You know what? Some of them might pay out, just quietly. And the other negative Gex has already touched on. I thought the around the corner blind kicks were just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's all the negatives. Sorry, guys, to start off with that.
Give me your positives.
The positives. All right. Our senior players played really well, stood up throughout the whole day. Jones, hey. Thomas, Simo, Murphy, Cripps, Plowman, Newman. I thought they all stood up really, really well. You know, senior players at the moment, since the change of coach, haven't missed a beat.
Yep.
That's been the big difference, really, hasn't it?
Their numbers, Andy, I think.
Unbelievable.
Big numbers, yeah. But, you know.
Just whacked away, mate. They whack away. Positives.
Look, I thought our thirst for the contest, again, you know, winning contested possessions, maybe the good sides don't focus on that. You alluded to that last week being West Coast. They kill you on the outside, but
just look. Numbers are. I know you're obsessed with stats.
I'm not because I'm starting to realise that. Well, hang on a minute. When you give your fucking votes, right, and you say, Cripps, four votes, one outstanding game, 37 possessions, 22 contested. It means something then, but it doesn't mean something now.
No. I'm just saying that.
Well, that's what you say.
Well, Elliot Yeo gets plenty of contested possessions.
Yes.
And he probably gets a lot. If we were doing the West Coast show, he'd probably get a lot of votes too.
Anyway, the thirst for the contest, I reckon, stepped up in the second half. They dug their heels in and thought, nah, we've got it. We've just got to get this game back on
exactly.
our terms. And the want there, yeah. I felt that was a big positive on the day because, as you just said, go back 8, 9, 10, 15 weeks ago, it would have been a massive
pulverized. Yep, no
sure.
question about that.
I thought the defence stood up reasonably well. I think most of my votes went to most defenders, to be honest with you, when looking at it. And Leon Jones, you know, we've already touched on the passing of his mum, to come out and absolutely, you know, his one-on-one contest against Riewoldt, really, I mean, Riewoldt's He's a pretty strong fella, isn't he?
Well, he's clever.
Wily.
He's canny. Yeah.
But Jones just took him out of the game, I reckon.
How much importance is Jones's starting position on his opponent? I mean, the correction he's made between the one or two howlers that he has, where he just gets lost all at sea, and he just loses where his opponent is in relation to where the ball is, and he's too far in front. He didn't leave Riewoldt's shoulder for the entire game almost.
No, he's great. I thought he played a terrific game.
His physical attributes will out-trump nearly every opposition player he plays against. He's a better athlete. He jumps better. He spoils better. He sees the ball and times his leap better. He will just about win 70% of every contest he has if he plays in that manner, unless he's playing against somebody who's just proportionally bigger than him and out-muscles occasionally. But, mate, he's got it right. If he can just do that for the rest of his career, he'll turn out to be one of the most highly rated backmen in modern times.
How would you rate him on his performances this year? I know he's
missed 6 or 7 games.
Right, so that he would not come into contention, Andy, as the All Australian fullback.
Oh no, no,
no, he's behind.
No. Yeah, no,
three or four of them.
Yeah, yeah,
is he?
Yeah.
I hope he does get his dues. If he, I want him to continue the rich vein that we have seen in recent weeks.
A 3-year contract. That's a fair endorsement in how the footy club rates.
So
what he's doing.
18 footy clubs is probably.
Mate, he was
36. There's 36 key defenders.
3 years ago,
where would he be, Andy?
He had signed to play for fucking Rockbank or Melton or someone.
Yeah,
that's where
correct.
He was.
Yeah,
he'd been flicked.
He's done dusted.
And
he's gone.
He was going to go and play out in the panhandle.
It was only by fluke somehow that he found himself in the reserves,
so
playing down back.
Knives, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. So you know, it's
Andy, like there's 36 key defenders in the comp. Where would you rate him? Like, just I know you got to do exercises and fucking stats and all that crap, but
no,
just off the top of your head,
what 11th? There you go.
Sounds good.
Yeah, what do you reckon? How'd I go?
Sounds all right.
All right, there you go. 11th.
I'll cop that.
There you go. 11th out of how many? 36.
11 out of. So, yeah, well, the point is that.
Nah, I think he's higher rated than that, personally.
What do you mean?
You're asking how.
Well, out of the 36 key defenders that there would be in the league.
I'd say he'd be in the top 10 easily.
Well, 11, so you bring him into 9.
No,
nine
I,
or 10.
I'd say
you almost got there, Andy.
Easily right. in
okay.
the top 10.
Righto.
Possibly
Tarly,
top 6.
Tarly has got him covered. McGovern from West Coast got him covered. Help me out here.
Geelong.
Geelong, who have they got?
Stewart.
But Stewart's not a key defender.
I'm talking key. Key,
yeah,
key
yeah,
post.
Yeah.
Key post.
Is he ahead of Blitzards?
Definitely. No. I reckon he is.
Blitzards, two-time All-Australian, two-time Best and Fairest winner. He's not ahead of Blitzards.
He's a different player, though.
Well, we're talking to Kepa. Okay, they're all different players, but we're just talking about key defenders, right? They're all different. They're all different styles.
I'd back Jones over Blitzards.
Blitzards are goddamn two times Best and Fairest.
Gets it because he's a utility as well.
Well, okay, but all right. Well,
because he's an elite runner.
If it's kind of point, if you're going to say that Blitzards,
he's
that Jones.
Not, Jones is kind of one-dimensional with a lot of skills in that one dimension. Blitzards plays ruck.
If Carlton could, I love Jonesy.
Forward,
right?
Ruck,
I love Jonesy. But if Carlton could trade Blitzards for Jones right now,
That's what I'm saying. You can't compare them. You can't
so you
make
just
a
said
statement
he was in,
like that.
Well, how do you rank him then? You just said if you got him in the top 10. You got to have
as
some
pure,
measurement.
As a pure defender.
Well,
I
no,
think
we're just talking
Blitzards
about
isn't a pure defender.
We're all talking about key defenders, though. You're like,
yeah.
I reckon he's in the top. He's certainly in the top half.
Yeah.
And is he a better player than Wiedering?
I think he is at this stage. But
what do you reckon?
But there's Jekyll and Hyde about him.
Yeah, I'm just saying, is he a better player? He might not even be Carlton's
I'm
best
rating
defender.
His best,
I reckon
Wiedering
is a better player.
I reckon Wiedering is a better player.
And I think he's not as perhaps fizzy as Liam
no,
can
I,
be.
It's kind of a.
But,
I thought
it was a question worth asking because I think he's. You know, since he's gone down back, he hasn't.
He's been
so many times
it's a great
like,
story.
He's just been fantastic.
Fantastic,
I mean,
mate.
Yeah, Yeah.
A great story.
Yep.
We're happy to have him, and we're glad he's wearing our jumper. And I don't mean to run him down by saying that there's 9 or 10 better than him, but I just reckon there are probably 9 or 10 better than him. That's all. But that's.
Well, I reckon that's a. If I was Liam Jones, and you've got him, what, 11?
Harris Andrews is a better player than him.
I'd be very happy with that.
Harris Andrews is a much better player than him.
Harris Andrews is an elite player.
But if he's the 11th best defender in the league, wow, that's
key defender. Yeah.
I'd be very happy.
Well, I'm just saying 11 because I just plucked a number.
I know you did.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
It's a good exercise.
I'll have a crack during the week and I'll let you know next week. And I hope he's about 11. And I hope he's not.
Look, the other positive was obviously it's 15 points the difference, and I think there's about 6 or 7 minutes to go.
If it stays 15 as opposed to 28, who gives a fuck, right?
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, who gives a shit what the final margin is? But if it's 15 as opposed to 28, we're looking at it differently, right?
I am.
Somehow we're looking at it differently.
I am. I would be too.
So am I.
So there's not much, you know, in football that the margin is very, very small.
And yet, there's a part of me that's happy we didn't get within 15 points because it wouldn't be a fair comparison to say we're 2 and a bit goals and just below Richmond. I'm just saying we're nowhere near.
But a lot of people say we're not 28 points within Richmond.
No, you know? I know. But,
so I know what you mean, but no, I'm not. There's no getting ahead of us.
No.
We're miles away from where Richmond
is. Of course we are. So you just want to – I love the fact that I'll go 6-3 to 0-4. And from that point forth in the cut and thrust of the game – and look, we understand how it works. They've got us beaten. They kind of half – they go into preservation – not preservation mode, but they go into game management mode, you know. But we took a bit of it off them. And if Cruiser kicks the goal, then we're taking a bit too much off them for their liking. And that was our first chance. And this is the one disappointment I've got, is that we didn't really put the wind up them at any stage. Mm. If Cruiser kicks that goal, then they start to shit themselves. They get a bit, fuck, we better, you know, they're coming here. We better kick the next one. There was never a real urgency for them to kick the next one.
No,
they needed to kick the next one. Yeah. I just wanted to be in a position, even when we were down by 35, I wanted to be in a position where we just made them feel hurried. We didn't get there.
The Murph late deliberate out of bounds?
It was the worst. I mean, but a shit-ass call.
And then they kick a goal straight after.
Yeah, of course.
It's just terrible. These things. And I've already, I spoke to both years before about the Mackay one. Well, that's 50-50. But, geez, I'd like to get one of those 50-50s. And they go down the other end and kick another goal. So it's just 50-50s.
50-50s would be nice.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I've got. I don't know what you guys are.
I had one other subject of note, and I think this is an area that we have to – it's a psychological thing as much as anything else. Who do you think are our best kickers, Who have the best foot skills in our back line, in your opinion?
Well, Plowman's supposed to be our best kick down there, but he turns it over a bit too much for my liking.
So we got Newman, I'd say one of the better kicks in the team. Yeah. SBS now, who's the back line?
He's the best.
Wietering's a good kick.
They're the three. In my opinion, they're the guys.
I'll go with that.
I want to have the ball in their hands, right? But now it comes down to what's in their head when they're in the situations, because I've marked down early on in the game, and Teague was interviewed as they went out on the ground. The guy on the boundary gave him a bit of a quick chat, and Teague said, "We're going to take this game on today. This is what we're going to test ourselves." So 10 minutes into the first quarter, Plowman's kicking out. If you want to go back and watch the replay, freeze frame when you see the camera directly behind him. We've got three players 45 degrees towards the centre square, the right-hand corner of the centre square. We have three players all on in dangerous positions.
What do you do?
Plowman, and this is what the psyche of our back line is, takes the 15 metre close to the boundary line. All right? Mm. So missed opportunity number one. Then we've got
play safe.
Later in the game, SBS has taken the kick out. One of the better kicks of the game. He's fallen into this pattern of I'm not kicking any further than 15, 20 metres. He takes the same kick close to the boundary line. The next that goes
you're
to Plowman.
Votes from you too because his efficiency rates are high. You'll give him votes.
That kick goes to Plowman on the boundary line. He goes 15 metres over the top, 15 metres over the top to centre field. So Richmond are basically giving us those kicks. They want us to take those kicks.
Yeah, for sure.
Setterfield's got the third kick. We're 30 metres up the ground on the boundary line. Setterfield looks up. He just sees a wall of humanity in front of him with nothing. So what does he have to do? I'll just bomb it up down the line. Intercept mark, turnover, see you later.
So okay? We're playing straight lines. Down the wings, we're just playing straight lines.
Yeah, but we haven't.
We don't want to. Well, no. No, Andy, Well, go on.
No, go on.
You go on first.
No, you've told me to hang on. I'm hanging on.
No, I told you to hang on, but you can go before me.
No, I don't want to. I want to hear what you've got to say now.
I was going to say that when Teague took over, he did release the shackles and said, take the game on a bit, boys. And I feel in the last couple of weeks, I don't know if I'm imagining this. But Gecko just said, like at the start of the game, the coach has told the players, we want to take the game on.
Yeah.
And they clearly weren't taking the game on.
It's the psyche of these players. They're scared to take the risks.
But they've been given the free license. They have been in recent weeks.
In the back line they are. These are the introverts I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So what happens is, who's the only bloke willing to have the crack? It's the heart and soul man, Simo. Give it to me, boys. Mm. I'll run and carry, and I'll try and shoot the bloody eye through the needle. And he turns it over because he's not the guy that you want to be doing that stuff.
I felt for the bastard when he did that.
What are you doing?
He's trying to take it on.
It's not his fault.
He's trying to show the rest of them.
He should be turning around and saying, Weeders,
I want you to
SBS,
take these kicks.
Will you fucking take a risk, you bastards?
Take the kick.
I've been playing for 40 years. I shouldn't be doing this shit.
Oh, look, I can see what
Do
you're saying.
Do something about
no,
it.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
What were you going to say when I said hang on?
I'm saying that in how many games is Teague coaching now?
Oh, fuck all. 19.
Well, how many?
10 games.
So bar the last two, we have been taking the 45s more often
not
than
not. Out of the back line. Not those first kicks.
I don't know about that. No, Thomas has been biting it off. Yeah. Newman's been biting it off.
Well,
Plummer Plowman's kicking's been
just
okay.
Just take a peek. 10 minutes into the first quarter, start with Plowman. But I'm just saying, listen, that's where you set the scene early on in the game.
It was pissing down with rain and we're playing a super team.
The other side were doing it.
They were pulling their kicks.
Is this on? They're a super team.
But it's
what's
kicking
that got to do
West Coast. It's called football.
Andy, the margin between players these days, it's not a hell of a lot. It's structure and all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, you're saying we can't pull kicks?
No, but I'm saying...
And shift the ball from end to end with our angles?
Let's rewind 25 seconds. Mm. Prior to playing West Coast and Richmond, we were doing this a lot. Okay.
So why don't we do it now against West Coast and Richmond?
Well, why do you think, Paul?
Because I reckon they're scared.
Well, maybe they are.
Scared to turn the ball over against a good side and get punished on the way back.
Correct. Maybe they are. And maybe those good sides set up a bit better against opposition teams than other teams do. Maybe
lose by 15 or 28 or 47.
Oh, you'd like to lose. So if we lose by 47,
You just said it doesn't matter the score.
What are you saying tonight?
Who gives a shit? They're better than us at the moment, anyway.
Because
take it on. You play conservative football and still get beaten by 28. What's the difference? What's the point?
Because that game was only going to be 15 or 28. That game was never going to be 47 in the final 2 minutes of the game. I'm only talking about the two we coughed up at the end. I'm just saying.
I'm talking more general across the board.
Well, you're talking general across the board. The stuff that Gecko's talking about, which I don't disagree with, by the way, but we've been doing that. We've been doing that up until the last fortnight. And I reckon we did it for periods of time against West Coast when the conditions were more favourable to the type of players that we have. Now, I want Wietering and Plowman to pull the trigger. I hate those kicks into the pocket. We all do. But I think you've got to give I think you've got to give the requisite amount of credit to the opposition, who just set
up. All I'm saying is, all I'm saying is,
that's fair enough. I'm not saying they had to go hectic all day, but
there's always two sides playing.
Is it?
You can do what I'm talking about in a very measured way. You know that?
Can you?
It's not about frenetic, fast, or anything like that. All it is looking up straight away, seeing a target, and going bang.
Well, maybe Plowman, in the case that you want us to look at, saw something else out the corner of his eye that you can't.
10 minutes in, and tell me Plowman shouldn't have taken the kick I'm talking about.
I will. Or the alternative to what you just said is wait that extra second or two, right, and even get called to play on. And you might get some blokes moving in front of the ball and actually giving you something. So, look, I thought there were times where we were just way too stagnant and we're way down the line. And I looking at the replay, I don't think we saw too much of the middle.
No, I don't disagree. Can I just say for the record, I'm not disagreeing with you on what we saw on Sunday.
Mm.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay.
Okay?
What are you saying?
Oh, my God. Do I have to say it again?
Say it again.
They're a pretty good opposition, mate. They do a lot of things right.
I get that. I understand.
I'm not going to say anymore.
You can say that. My last statement is this.
I am not listening.
Andrew, my last statement is this. If we're going to play in the manner of a team in the bottom six, that's fine what we do. But if we're going to have ambition to become a team in the top six, we have no alternative but to pull triggers.
15 minutes ago, we were saying if Cruiser kicks the goal at the start of the last quarter, we're a sneaky chance of winning this game.
I'm talking about playing styles, Andrew. I'm not talking about results.
Andy, we might have been 15 points in front if we played the way we wanted them to play.
Oh, do you reckon?
No.
Playing styles. We're very primitive at the moment. We need to be a bit more
so
dynamic.
What else did you want to?
No, I'm pretty good. I'm done. Yeah. I'm just about done. Oh, I thought the game was really predictable. I thought once the rain came down, it was...
You tipped us to win at the end of the last week's show. You tipped us to win. Oh, yeah. You gave everybody listening to this show an ounce of oomph.
Did I now?
You did.
What did I say?
Well, me and Gecko said we couldn't win, but you certainly will convince us we could.
Said we're
and
a
I
chance.
Done me money, he did his money, and you didn't even have a bet, you punts.
Well, you're stupid. I said we're a chance, and in perfect... pristine MCG.
You didn't say that. You didn't say perfect pristine conditions.
I'm saying if it was perfect pristine conditions.
Now you're saying it. Why don't you tell me that beforehand?
Oh my God, spare me. We're going to finish this show. You're basically doing me head in tonight. anything else before we get to the votes? Stop sitting on your cough button too.
Am I?
Not that I want to hear what you've got to say anymore, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What happened in the other games, the other formats?
Girls were horrible.
Nothing to report.
Really?
I didn't see the game, but the scoreboard was no good.
Cue in the rack there.
Just no good. Mm. Was it Collingwood on the weekend? Or was that last week? I can't remember.
Well, I'm sure everyone who's listening probably watched the VFL.
I want to say something about one player in this game. Go on, you go. You go first.
No. Started off really poorly.
Richmond. 10-9, 69. Carlton 3-3, 21 in the draws.
Right. Well.
Flogging.
Hmm. No, look, totally.
They come in next year too, so this season.
Who, Tigers do?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if they play like the VFL do and the AFL do.
We'll wait and see.
God, monster Tigers. I thought they were totally outclassed, outplayed. We gave the amount of broken tackles in the first half was, I counted so many, it was ridiculous. Poor ball handling skills in the first half. Look, to their credit, second half, I think we actually won the second half on the scoreboard.
They definitely responded as best as they possibly could.
I reckon they would have copped one almighty. Now, they're playing a quality side, let's not forget.
Yep.
But we're still pushing they were still pushing for the eight. And it seems as though that's pretty much shot now. I will say something about inside 50s, though. We had 16 only to half time. We actually had 8 shots at goal out of those 16 entries.
Mm.
We finished up with 41 inside 50s, which was 25 in the second half. And had something like about 15 or 16 shots at goal.
Oh, you're making it up now.
After half time. Oh, no, it was 24, 16. 16 shots at goal from 25 entries. That's enormous.
Mm.
That is an enormous stat.
So did we change anything or did Richmond drop off, do you think? What were the factors there?
Personally, I thought it was at the coalface. I thought we certainly changed up the middle a little bit. We got things going a bit our way from stoppage. We used it a hell of a lot better. And going inside 50, we just found targets. Mm. But, you know, in the end it was, you know, I think a 44-point defeat. That was going to be a 100-point defeat.
Yeah, it looked like
that. Looked like it was, it looked terrible. But like I said, like the seniors do, the Richmond side just unstoppable from behind.
Anyone likely to push for selection?
See, that's something that I sort of struggled with. Look, perhaps Dow and Kennedy.
They're the two.
They're the two only that I can
reckon
really
we could squeeze the King in for a game.
Depends what they want to do, Gex. If without Jones. I don't know what they want to do.
Maybe bring Levi back.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Put the King in down the forward.
And if they still want to go with the tall forward line, they might go with Tom DeConning?
I don't think so. That's my gut feeling.
It'd be exciting.
Of course. Like, we all want him to see him play, for sure.
But we'd like to end. We've got to pick a side to beat St Kilda. And, we want to end their season.
We should talk.
So say something about.
Oh, I thought. How do I say this? Oh,
with your mouth.
Okay, without being disrespectful, Paul.
Here we go again.
I wondered about the Ben Silvani selection when it was made. I wondered based on what I'd been told by many about Ben Silvani's worth on an AFL list.
Yep. We all heard various things.
So that's that. I saw signs on the weekend from this kid that I'm going to watch Ben Silvani in the next couple of years. He did some things on the weekend that were pretty special and showed a real hunger.
Determination.
Really much so.
And swapped countless times this year. He's been swapped from defence to the forward line.
So he looked more natural forward than back to me. He looked like he was in the game. He kicked a beautiful set shot from the boundary and laid a big tackle down one at the other end, and there were just signs.
Repeat efforts,
from him.
Weren't there?
Yeah, there's a bit of something there. There's a bit of desperation.
It's funny you mentioned that, Andy.
Did you see it?
Oh, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. I think he's had a good block the last month. Actually, since Goddard came into the seniors and he had to take some responsibility down back, and let's face it, our reserve side has had. The ball's been down there a fair bit. He took some real responsibility over the last month and shouldered, you know, a fair bit of, responsibility back in the back line without Goddard. I mean, Goddard's had a great year. He'll probably win the best and fairest. Now, without him down there, I thought Ben's really come on, leaps and bounds. And to go down forward, I think the last couple of weeks he's been used up forward. Well, probably just to generate something.
Don't have a forward line, that's why.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, he's been good. I just thought he showed some signs on the weekend that were really positive.
Yeah. I agree with Andy. Yeah. Absolutely. I think I'll give credit to Sam Fisher and Frank Anderson who made the
state team.
Yep. Good on them.
Yep.
Both. It's an achievement. Frank Anderson didn't play on the weekend. Dave Cunningham didn't play on the weekend.
Is he injured again?
You know anything about it?
So Garlett didn't. Did Garlett play?
Garlett was an emergency.
Yeah.
So he didn't play. And Kim LeBoyce didn't play either.
I think he was injured the week before. He might have got hurt the week
before. Hammy,
maybe.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. So there's a couple of blokes on the list who are.
But it was a good question, Gex. Like, who's putting. Who is actually putting their hands up for senior selection?
Stocker.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Not ready. He needs a big preseason. He's had an interruption. Like, he'd started late.
Yeah.
But I don't have too many doubts.
No, not at all.
Kid's going to be a good player, I reckon. Mm. Just on the St Kilda game coming up before we get to the votes, it's a really different mindset for the fatigue and the group going in. it should be a 50-50 game on the odds. Like, I can't imagine. No. We're actually open favourites, which...
Who?
We have.
How?
Well, I don't know. It was $1.82 today. But it should be $1.90 each or two, I would have thought. But there's just a... There'll be a lot of people tipping us to win this game.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon? I think there'll be a lot of people tipping Carlton to win this game.
It's a dead set 50-50.
I think it's a 50-50 game. But I just... Given the fact that I think we're you know, there's going to be greater expectation on us going into this game, this is the game I want to see us come out. Like, if you're worried about us being in our shells, let's not be silly about it, but I'd like to see us try and exercise some authority over the opposition.
Mm.
We've been on the back foot the last 2 weeks because we've played super, like, really good teams. And St Kilda are going well. What is it now? So it's flipped. $182. Yeah. I reckon it opened the other way. Somebody told me we were favourites early. So, but I just reckon I'd like to see us play with a bit of belief. Go into the game from the outset, thinking, really take it to them.
Mm. We're playing at the G, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
That should
suit us. Yeah, yeah. No doubt. So Steel goes straight to Cripps. So let's be mindful of... You know,
just go down to the forward line this week, Cripper.
Exactly. Get out of there. Don't just park your want to be everything all the time.
Let's throw them off balance instead of being predictable.
They will say, of course,
who's their best midfielder? Their best midfielder.
Jack Steele has probably been their best midfielder.
Their best.
Yep.
Okay. Not most damaging, no.
Jack Stephen came back in on the weekend.
Will he go to someone?
Jack Stephen. No, he won't go to someone. Jack Stephen will probably play.
Ed.
Oh, Ed.
Yeah.
Ed might go to maybe Hanbury or Billings or something. Hanbury played kick two on the weekend. Stephen kicked two on. So they got a bit of class back into this one. Now, we should be able to run them off their legs because they're both grossly underdone. But they finished the game strong against a desperate Fremantle who, you know, should have won that game on the weekend.
Mm.
Just to go, I just want to see
something you brought up about St Kilda the last time we played them, Gex. You noted that they're not a high scoring side. No, has that changed under
Ratton? A little bit. It didn't on the weekend because Ross just doesn't let sides score. But they've been 100-point plus first four, I reckon, under Ratton.
Under Ratton,
something like, yeah, I think that's right. I can double check that. But
they only kicked 9 goals against us last time, but it was enough to beat us.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a frustrating game.
It was a terrible game of football.
We're actually probably
a little bit lucky to get that close to them that day.
So they kicked 104 against Melbourne 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And they finished strong in that game. And they kicked 116 in a win against the Western Bulldogs back in round 18. So
that was his first. That was the change over.
And then
the last
2 weeks, they got beaten by Adelaide. They could have beaten Adelaide. They were in that game for a long, long way over in Adelaide.
So what would you say that their major strengths are?
Even.
Just an even. Even spread.
Even. They make you beat them.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's what I'm saying. If we play to something like our best and our best players express themselves, then I think we could beat them. I mean, of course we can beat them, but... Mm. You know, but that's why it's a test. I think, you know, there's just a different mindset about this game going in this week.
Well, okay, the changes I'd be making I'd probably go with Levi to defence. I'd probably bring in Kennedy for Jones, and maybe one more change. I'd probably
Lang goes out. Dow comes in for Lang.
That's probably what
That'll
I'm
do.
Looking at. Yeah.
That'll do.
That would be enough for me. Mm. I can't see anyone else putting their hands up.
Unless they've got somebody they're keen to see.
Right.
Unless
there's
someone that they've been yakking about amongst themselves and they want to see them, you know.
Okay.
You're better off giving him a chance at the MCG against St Kilda than the week later at Geelong, where you just can't. You get stuck down there, you know. So.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't mind seeing Tom DeConin down at Geelong. I wouldn't. That might be a better game, perhaps.
This one, if you're trying to pick your best 22 to knock over the Saints, well, it's interesting.
Yeah, we'll
interesting.
Oh, I like the two that you mentioned, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Votes.
Yep. Yeah, I probably left out quite a few this week. Votes. I gave no four voters. I gave Jones 3 and Thomas 3. I gave all these guys get 2. I thought Murphy, Cripps, Ed Curno, Wiedering, Plowman, Simo, SPS, Newman. And I gave one vote to DeLuca, Cruiser, Mitch McGovern and Jack.
I wanted to mention him.
Who?
Josh DeLuca.
I thought he was okay.
Honest as the day's long.
Yeah. I just see something.
Just played his role. Yeah. You know, DeLuca. Yeah, did enough.
Honest. Yeah, there was the tackling pressure. There was all that sort of stuff.
Just kick the goal,
he got to a lot more contests. The one thing I will say about him, there was a couple of chances he had with the ball in his hand. And watching the replay, he was just that split second. He doubted himself. And that's that difference between playing waffle level and AFL. People, you got to remember, he's come from waffle.
You can waffle.
I can waffle on. I can talk underwater with a mouthful of marbles. Now, all I'll say is that, you know, you come from that level of footy straight to, and he came over with a hamstring, I think. Pretty sure.
He's got two. Yep.
No, he had one. He had one bung for a few weeks.
One on his right.
Then, you know, Teague gave him a big, big wrap up as to why he got his chance.
Hmm.
And that's just, he wants to know how to improve. He wants to, he tries hard on the track. He's forever asking, you know, what do I do? How do I get better? All that sort of stuff. It's just
good on him.
Good on him, mate. And you saw that he was just that fraction.
Yeah.
He had a chance to flick a handball, wasn't quick enough. But that could come in time. Do you think he would stay on the list, Andy, as a rookie? Or
we'll get to do that episode later.
Oh, just off the top. No, good. People are already saying he won't get a go.
We'll wait and see. I'm not going to answer that question just yet. We'll wait and see what we
do. Too hard a question for him, Gex.
What do you think, Paul? Does he stay on?
Rookie.
I don't know.
Jones, top of the pyramid 2 weeks in a row. I had him stand alone on 3. 2 votes each to Cripper, Ed, Simo, Daisy, Murph, Newman and SBS. And 1 vote each to Plowman, McGovern, Weeders and DeLuca.
3 votes to Thomas, Cripps, Curno, Jones. 2 votes to Simo, Plowman, Samo and McGovern. 1 vote to Newman, Murphy, Silvani, Cruiser and DeLuca.
Samo who?
What?
Samo. You said Samo. Samo Walsh or Samo Petrevski-Seaton?
There's only one Samo.
That is it, folks. We are done and dusted. St Kilda next. When is it? Saturday?
Yep.
Saturday.
I hope I get a chance to do one more woo before the end of the year.
Whose home game is it?
Ours, I believe.
Ours at the G.
You won't be going back to the St Kilda members section this week, Bez?
Don't think so, Gex. Don't think so. I think we've dead and buried that one.
Good. Well done, you two. Made a right gig of yourself that day, you two.
Clint. Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, right. Throw me under the bus.
This has been the Carlton Show, round 21. We'll see you next week.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous old Dark Blues.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.